All right, welcome to the latest edition of the Playing with the Boys podcast. I am your host, Mark. You can follow me on Twitter, at MarkTheNomad. I am joined tonight by two of the normal podcastees. I've got Aaron with me. Aaron, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, loyal listeners.
Thank you again for listening. And the star of the podcast, the self-proclaimed multimedia icon, the man that people actually come to see, that actually want to hear. I'm just here to facilitate. I don't make the podcast better. I just record it. Boney, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the fine introduction.
Nothing but the best for you. All right. So normally we have the Four Horsemen. And we play sport take volleyball or topic volleyball, all oiled up. But tonight, we're down a man. So we went out to Twitter and we said, look, we need people to step up and jump in the podcast. Because for a while there, Boney wasn't responding to our messages. So we thought we needed two people to sub in. We have one person that I forced to do it, kind of, and one person that stepped up to the plate. So I'm going to introduce Ellen first. You can follow her on Twitter. She's the first female to ever be on the podcast. She's going to set the record straight that we're not misogynist douchebags. Follow her at EllenJohn24. Ellen, how are you this evening?
I am fantastic.
Really? Thank you for joining us. I know it was very short notice. I feel honored to have another Michigan fan on the podcast with me. Normally, Boney and I, we try to fend off Aaron and Mike, but Boney doesn't really care.
Mike is a Michigan fan.
Oh, yeah, he is. Jesus.
What world do you live in? I'm the one who's outnumbered.
I'm just thinking it's just a pure Ohio thing.
You're thinking Indians, Tigers.
You're right. You're absolutely right. All right. So the second person to respond is a gentleman that we all follow on Twitter, or hopefully most of us follow on Twitter. His name is Nick. Your last name, I don't know if you want me to give it out on Twitter, but so because your name
no,
is...
No, it doesn't matter.
All right, so you're Nick Jones, and you go by Nick and Menner. Nick, yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a die-hard Cleveland sports fan since I was probably five. It was my first Browns game. Indians with the big 90s run, fell in love with them. My first actual sports love was the NBA. When I was a young man, and I'm 29 and I work and I come home and I go on Twitter, and that's pretty much what I do.
And you drink beer?
A lot of beer, yeah.
A lot of beer.
What kind of beer?
I am a Miller Lite guy through and
through. Nice.
Are you and Boney?
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah. So right now we're recording this and it is Independence Day Eve. So I can see why people would be out wanting to do things with their lives. We don't really have those. Aaron and I are both fathers, so we tend to stay with our children. Boney, what were you up to tonight?
I was actually sleeping when you were when you were direct messaging me, so
really?
that's all I'm doing.
Why, might I ask, were you sleeping? Like, were you planning on staying in bed all night, or was this like a pre-podcast nap?
No, well, I was watching the Twins and Yankees game, and I just closed my eyes on the couch, and I was out.
Huh.
It's probably easy to fall asleep to a game like that. So.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Ellen, what brings you to us tonight? What were you doing on this fine evening that made you free for the podcast?
I was just flipping between the Tigers game and Criminal Minds, so...
All right, so which one was more entertaining?
Criminal Minds, probably. After the first inning, everybody knew where that was going, so.
All right, so I have to ask you a question, and I'm sorry if I harp on this for a good portion of the podcast, but being the first female to be on the podcast, have you listened to previous episodes of Playing with the Boys?
I've listened to about the first two.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, I've been way behind.
It's fine.
You made it through two episodes?
Yeah, through two, and then I gave up when you guys started feuding that one night. I thought it up, so I don't know.
That was episode like six. So what about the other four? I mean, I got to call you on that. That's, you know, we haven't been feuding for a month and a half.
I'm sorry. I'll try and catch up.
All right. So have you heard any of our topics about feminism or women?
No.
Okay, that's probably a good thing.
Perfect.
After you get done recording this with us, you're going to go back and listen to the previous episodes and go, holy shit, why did I record that with those people?
All right. That brings my confidence level up a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good in the first 5 minutes. Just
yeah, but it's too late to bail out now. So
yeah, you're in. It's okay. Like you're admitted to the club now. You're just going to have to roll with it, and hopefully you won't go back and listen to them and go, I've made a huge mistake.
I'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, so I'm going to defer to my co-host, Aaron, and he's going to give us the first topic tonight because I always do all the topics. Aaron, what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about, I mean, I have nothing. You completely just caught me off guard.
Well.
I would like to talk about guys with mullets. I mean, I just saw a guy with a mullet not too long ago.
Okay, expand. Are you surprised that people would still actually do that, or what is the angle here?
I have nothing. You just wanted to talk about something, and that's the only thing I've been thinking about since I saw the guy with the mullet. I mean, that's it. So that's all I got.
All right, Boney, save us.
So how do we feel about Hollywood actors or athletes and their claim that when they go through troubles that they need some kind of rehab or treatment, i.e.
Like sex rehab?
Any rehab. So, i.e. my latest, my buddy Shia LaBeouf, he claims he doesn't need rehab, he just needs addiction treatment. Why is it that all these Hollywood stars need rehab or treatment, and us everyday Joes that sit in the van with our Fitbits out in front of customers' houses, or we could go to work and we could surf the internet all day on our company's time. How come we don't need rehab or addiction treatment like that?
Okay. I think
does nobody give a shit what we do? I mean, that's part of it.
No, part? Just what do you think about all the millionaires that have to go through all this addiction treatment and rehab kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, you said the key word there. They're millionaires. They can afford to pay for a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, if I want to go to rehab, it's going to be in, like, a run-down hospital wing where they're like, okay, we're going to shut this door. Good luck.
Yeah, but for even, like, sex rehab, is that a legitimate thing?
No.
Not for us.
No, everyone's addicted to sex. Come on.
Well, I mean
you know, like who went to sex rehab? Tiger Woods.
He like, did.
Dude was a billionaire who could just bang whoever he wanted, and you know, unfortunately, he was married, but he still took advantage of sleeping with multiple women. I mean, if Tiger Woods never gets caught, he never goes to rehab. But it was his way to save face publicly. Is oh well. You know, yeah, I was banging everybody I could, but, you know, I was addicted to it, and I need rehab, so I'll go make it all better. But bottom line is most guys in his position probably are doing the same thing, so.
Ellen, your thoughts?
I think a lot of the celebrities get told, like, they always do what they want, so, like, when it comes to facing their problems, they don't really know, like, how to deal with it, so they always expect somebody else to try and solve them for them, so they, like, go to rehab and like that.
Interesting. I also think that there is someone who is close to them, someone who is earning money off them, like an agent or a publicist, who goes, look, you need to get your shit together, because if you don't, you're going to run out of money and no one's going to allow you to make movies or music or whatever anymore. So you need to do something to at least make people think you're going to get your act together.
Right.
Okay. When does the Biebs go to rehab? Like little Justin Bieber. Is that still a few years away, you think?
I don't know. I mean, we're talking about, like, there's some people that have gone to, like, therapy and rehab. Like, if you think about, like, the meteoric rise of someone like Britney Spears, who was popular in, like, the early 2000s, and then completely crashed and burned, you can You can make that argument for any major celebrity that how we treat people in this country is that when they first start out, we really like them, and we root for them, and then we make them incredibly popular. And then when they reach that peak of popularity, the only way to go is down, and we love nothing more than to see someone go all the way to the top, fall flat on their face, and get back up again. I mean, I could name probably 10 different famous people who have done that exact same model.
Yeah, that's what we're doing with LeBron. We loved him in Cleveland. He left went to Miami. We hated him. He became the villain. Then he comes back to Cleveland to save the lowly, lowly Cavs, and we all love him again. Bo. Right?
Yeah.
Bodie refuses to talk about NBA. He declared death to the NBA.
No, I mean, I don't think it's – I mean, I think that's a good comparison, but I think it's more of what, like, Mark had gotten to, and it was my pathetic way or bad way of asking, is, like, Tiger Woods, right? He got a golf club swung at him on Thanksgiving several years ago, and his wife caught him. He was all hemmed up, you know, with issues with his extracurricular activities, extramarital affair, and he came out to the media. Even though he was getting clubbed by the media and by social media people like us, he comes out and he says, well, I have a sexual addiction. And then everything's just so easily classified now, and then there's an addiction treatment for everything. And it seems like, you know, millionaires are the ones that take full advantage of it.
All right, so before we move on, I want to give Nick and Ellen a quick heads up. You've listened to the podcast before, I hope, 2 episodes tops. At the end of every episode, we wrap it up by saying like a brief little speech about some topic. You're on the podcast. I would start thinking now what you're going to talk about at the end when it's your time to shine on your own. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. I'm about to tweet all of you a picture.
Oh, God.
And well, every time we do this, this gets a little...
Well, we've only done it once, but it was really weird.
Yeah, well, I want you to see what I'm seeing so we all are on the same page. Shut up. All right.
And it's good because people know what, you know, what we're looking at.
All right, so there
this is an audio recording.
This is something that Burger King just did. The Gay Pride Whopper.
What?
I'm not kidding.
No way.
That's for
that
real.
Can't be a real thing.
That's a USA Today story. I will now tweet you the link to the story
wow.
that goes along with this.
You know how many idiots are never going to eat a BK now just because of that?
Probably a lot. All right, so here's the attached story, and I'll read the headline. Burger King sells Gay Pride Whopper. Burger King has concocted yet another way to have it your way, the Gay Pride Whopper. They actually call it the Proud Whopper, and it comes wrapped in a rainbow-colored wrapper with the inscription,
"No, stop.
All
this isn't
the
real.
Same inside." That's a USA
no.
Today article.
USA Today.
It literally is USATOday.com.
That's right.
Wait, where do I get this?
I just tweeted you the link, man. Stay up with
no,
the technology.
I see that. I want to Burger King on Wednesday morning.
Of course. This is so in downtown San Francisco, which is home to one of the highest density of gay populations in the country. They have a district there called the Castro District, which has like per capita more homosexuals than anywhere maybe in the world. Did we lose someone?
I'm still here.
All right.
No.
I think we lost Aaron. Yeah, I see Aaron. So we'll pick back up. You guys can talk about this. Hopefully we can pick Aaron back up in a second. Do you think that this is going too far? Like, I mean, are we really placating and, like, trying to appease every single different demographic?
I think personally that when I saw this, I think placating was the perfect word that I was thinking. I think this kind of goes a little too far. I mean, it's not like every day where you hear some gay dude like just gets the shit kicked out of him just because he's gay. Like this, I think this is going a little too far. I think we're a little bit past this. I don't know. That might just be my opinion.
All right. What do you think, Ellen?
I'm kind of thinking that like, usually when a restaurant, like, doesn't announce that they're anti-gay pride, like, I assume that restaurants aren't. So for them to be, like, advertising that they're not, I think it's going to have, like, an opposite of a Chick-fil-A effect. I think, like, religious people are going to now start avoiding Burger King a little bit.
I can see that. I mean, I'm not sure why this didn't get more headlines. What do you think, Bone?
I'm just wondering how you go about ordering it. I mean, do you have the opportunity as, you know, say, and this isn't me, obviously, but if I were to go in and say I'm anti-gay, can I, like, order the non-rainbow Whopper, or are you going to send me the rainbow Whopper and, you know, force me to deal with it if I was of that mindset?
I mean, I think you're going to have to walk up to the counter and go, I'll take a proud Whopper, please.
Are they?
No way, that's it.
I mean, that's what they said they're calling it. And look, I'm in no way, shape, or form am I trying to say that I'm homophobic. I just think that, like, sometimes I feel like groups, this might actually, in my opinion, it might actually offend gay people, because I never heard some scream or some cry out that, like, you know, I'm gay and I can't find the burger place that really accepts me as a person. Like, you just go in and get a freaking burger.
Right. Like, are you supposed to, like, when you order, like, when you go to Burger King and you say, can I get a Whopper, no onions, light mayonnaise, and are they going to retort with, well, would you like that to be the Proud Whopper or just our standard regular Whopper with the regular wrapper? Like, right. Where is this going? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But here's where I would, you know, throw in an insensitive joke, but tonight I will refrain.
Well, all right. Damn, I was kind of holding out for you tonight, too, man.
All right. No, so actually, and I don't know if Ellen or Nick, if you'll be on the podcast next week, but I can actually do some research over the course of the next week, because a cousin of mine in Ohio is a manager of a Burger King, so I can ask her, you know, what the popularity is for the Proud Whoppers, if in fact they even sell them in her part of the state. Right.
Are they just doing a trial run in San Francisco? Like, are they trying this at maybe one or two stores first?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like this is something that you would think would make bigger headlines. But for me, it's just it sounds like it may be something for that, you know, for that specific part of the country. The quotes from the article suggest that there are some people from, you know, GLAAD that are like, oh, yeah, anytime someone comes out and supports the gay and lesbian transgender community, it's a great thing. But I'm going to stick with my statement and say you don't, like, it's not broken. Don't fix it. There's no one out there going, hey, we really need these fast food companies to start, you know, making sure that we're represented in the fast food industry. We need our own burger. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. Something's weird about this. And I actually have a good friend of mine that, I don't know, anyone that follows me knows or even has ever paid attention to or cares to. I always, on Tuesdays, I have buddies over. We play Tiger Woods all night. And I have a buddy that comes over every Tuesday. He actually works at Burger King. So he's been there for about 2 years now. I'm going to ask him if he's caught wind of this at all in this area.
Text
and kind of see
right
what's
now
going on with that. I will, and I don't. I think if he doesn't know about this yet, and he does, and then he finds out about it, I have no idea how he's going to feel about this. I think he's going to, like, maybe be outraged because, like, it's the dumbest thing. And you're right, though. I can't believe that this isn't more of a national thing, because it's not like BK ever came out and said we hate gay people, so now we have to make it up to them and make a gay pride Whopper. Like, I find it even hard to believe it's a real thing, but whatever.
I think, do we have Aaron back?
Yes.
Yay. That's what I'm talking about.
I want a gay pride Whopper. Does it taste different than a normal Whopper?
The only one way to find out, man, we got to go to San Francisco and do the deal.
So they don't have it here then?
Well, it says that they, you know, they sold the Proud Whoppers last weekend downtown San Francisco. It didn't say whether or not it cost more. I don't know, but it did have a.
Said it was the same.
They said it's
probably discounted like $2 less, probably. Just to
no,
like you said earlier,
price.
Placate.
No, it's $4.29.
420.
It costs the same as a conventional Whopper, dude.
Yeah, as your normal traditional Whopper. The gay one is the same price as a normal traditional one, so you should buy it.
All the same inside.
I mean, I don't... Like, if I was the CEO of Burger King or somebody making that decision, there's zero chance I would ever do it just because it would be controversial. I mean, I don't really care, but you know you're going to offend some people. So it's probably just better off being left alone and not having a gay Whopper.
So, yeah, there was nothing broken with the Whopper. It's been. I mean, I haven't had one maybe in like a year, but it's been good every time I've had it. So what are they? I don't know. I don't really get this. It's a public image thing.
Well, wait,
they're trying to repair.
Why would a gay Whopper be broken, Nick?
Here we go.
Stop it.
No.
I guess.
I mean, Ellen wants to know why a gay Whopper would be broken.
No, I said the regular Whopper wasn't broken, so why would they have to attach this little...
Why do you hate gay people, Nick?
Oh, my God. Why is
I don't know. I fucking can't stand them. Never eating a BK ever again.
You know, people often curse when they feel like they're being backed into a corner. Everything okay?
That's what that's why I curse.
I just curse in general, and I'm pretty much always back into a corner, so...
All right, I'm going to switch topics because we've seen on that. Oh, go ahead, Tony.
So let's expand on that then. So the Whopper is $4.29. Just take away all the gay, you know, the gay stuff.
Accoutrement.
So the Whopper is $4.29, but I can guarantee that a Whopper value meal is like $5.49. So how is a sandwich so freaking goddamn expensive? But then you can add you can slam a large fry and a large soda on there for like 80 cents more. How does that work? What kind of math is that?
I thought the soft drinks is where they really get you, though. Because those are almost like $2 by themselves if you do the math with the value meals.
Do you guys have a go-to fast food place that's like your deal? I know what it is down here in the South, but I'm interested to see with you guys all over the place what your go-to fast food place is when you're in a bind.
All right, here's mine. Listen, so in my job where I'm driving all the time, right, I have to eat lunch out a lot. So, which I try not to do because it's this whole lot of fat thing, you know? But when I'm just really need fast food, like, it's pretty much Taco Bell every time for me.
All right. Boney, what about you in Chocolate City? What's your fast food place go-to?
I usually end up at the Roy Rogers with my faithful Gold Rush chicken sandwich combo.
Oh, you even giving us the combo, like your go-to combo.
Well, that's all I get. So if I go to Roy Rogers, Gold Rush chicken combo. If it's McDonald's, it's the 10 McNugget combo or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
At Wendy's, it's the Son of Baconator combo or nothing.
Baconator or GTFO, is that what you're saying?
No, not Baconator. Son of Baconator.
Son, bro. I don't go to Wendy's. I'm a little higher class. I go to Chick-fil-A.
Well, you're interrupting
Sundays.
Can I ask you for the whole list
of every fast food place?
And then
he's going to tell you.
And then for breakfast only, Chick-fil-A four piece.
What do you just drink?
Those little chicken minis with the little buns. Oh my God, those are like heaven.
Those buns are legit.
Yeah, those buns. I can eat just a box of those little buns. That's it.
Is Steak and Shake fast food?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Is Steak and Shake fast food?
They have a drive-thru.
No, fast food is anywhere where there's a drive-thru.
Did we lose Ellen?
No, I'm here.
All right.
Sorry.
She's just sitting there just quietly hating all the mouth breathers on the call.
I've kind of lobbied to talk more about food in the past on the podcast because I can talk about food all day.
I'm giving you your chance. This is your moment.
I just told you, Taco Bell. You get like I can eat anything on their menu, basically. Like
how genius is
Taco Bell that they just wrap quesadillas over burritos and just make me fatter?
I hear what you're saying. Like. I asked a specific question, you know, very vague. Hey, what's your go-to fast food? I got a store-by-store breakdown of Boney's selections from each fast food place. So when you go to Taco Bell, what is it that you're like, I'm getting that?
All right. So recently, like, I'll go, like, I make an event out of it, you know, so I, like, sit down.
And you go inside Taco Bell? You're, like, the only person
go in
that goes
by
inside.
By myself. And
that's
I get,
that's the loneliest trip ever.
Dude, I'm working. I'm getting paid to eat Taco Bell, bro. So I'll get two spicy chicken Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos. All right. Then I'll get, like, the nachos and cheese and the cheesy fiesta potatoes, which, let me tell you, are no longer on the menu, but they still serve, which they are absolutely delicious. And then I'll, like, since I have, like, 47 flavors of Mountain Dew, even though I don't regularly drink pop, I'll just, like, mix them all together. Like, one really cool Mountain Dew. Yeah, it's pop. Don't call it soda. Don't call it Coke. Fucking pop.
Fucking pop. I'm from Michigan. I don't call it pop.
Ellen, what do you call it?
I call it pop.
Fucking Nick. Weirdos.
It's Nick, pop. It's always been pop. It's always been pop. I remember going on vacation in Florida when I was a kid, and like you order a pop, and they look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, you want to put them in
soda,
the
right?
Yeah, that's because when you after you turn 9, you're not allowed to call it pop anymore.
It's because when you visit, the rest of the civilized world, it's soda.
So we're
Coke.
Going south civilized now.
Or Coke.
I would wager that many
southern
of the
world
places too. In the south. Are far more civilized than Belleville, Ohio, and its town center Walmart.
Listen, Belleville, Ohio is a very reformed, nice area. Now, if you go to neighboring Butler, Ohio, you'll see KKK meetings. But in Belleville, Ohio, we are a refound purse people.
Boney, when you go visit Aaron, can you please try to attend a KKK meeting with him?
No, I don't go to KKK. Don't label me as
the
podcast.
I didn't bring up the KKK. You did.
I said in Butler there are KKK meetings. Listen, if you go to Mansfield, which is 20 minutes down the road, it's a very diverse area. All right,
Ellen,
and that is where
I'm
work. I'm going
to stop you because I want to know what Ellen eats fast food.
I don't eat fast food.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. What a waste.
I made a New Year's resolution and I've kept it, so I haven't
used it
7 months.
All right. Well, is this hard for you, like that we're going down our list?
No.
You're not having like the shakes?
No. Usually I just get like water. So.
Wow. This is amazing. We get one girl on the episode, and she's the sense and sensibility of it.
I mean, like, I try to be, because I used to be really fat, and I'm still fat, but I'm way less fat. So, like, I try to be much more conscious about what I eat, but I can't just say, like, no, I'm never eating a Taco Bell again.
I would like, say
that's a horrible
soda is my fat retainer. Like, if I stopped drinking soda, dude, I'd probably lose so much weight.
I lost 15 pounds in a month from only stopping drinking soda.
That's amazing. All right, last but not least.
The health is soda you guys are talking about. Real quick. Since I'm usually hungover every day at work, I'll go to the closest place, fast food wise, so I can get, like, you know, like a quick 50-minute nap before I have to go back to work. The closest places are Rally's and Subway. I consider them both fast food, obviously.
Subway is fast food. It's like the number one fast food place in the world. There's more Subways in the world now than McDonald's.
No shit. Wow.
There is.
I'll get like a 6-inch turkey from Subway because it's like 2 minutes from my work, and then I'll crush that, take like a 58-minute nap, and just go back to work.
Yeah, maybe. But a 6-inch turkey sub, like
that's the most boring thing you could have ever picked.
That's on the Jared diet. That's not even bad for you.
Hey, yeah, well, something we want to bring up.
Clear lights every night.
I'm going to be chastised for eating turkey. Turkey's good, man.
Turkey's delicious, but
no, we never said it was bad. But when you pile brown lettuce on top of it, and you only get a 6-inch.
And you get their chemically altered bread. I mean, in a 6-inch, that's not even bad for you.
So who the hell wants to crush like a 12-inch sub and then a bag of chips and then like a huge soda, as you guys call it, and then go back to work? Like, I'm useless if I'm full.
Your boy right here, I'll crush a foot-long tuna when it's $5 foot-long month.
Foot-long tuna. Have you ever seen the tuna?
I don't know about that Subway tuna, though. I've never trusted that.
You shouldn't trust anything from fast food places.
You shouldn't trust Subway tuna when you look at it and you see the little puddle of mayonnaise water on top of the tuna.
It's not McDonald's chicken nuggets, but you don't trust Subway tuna.
Dude,
I stopped eating McDonald's nuggets like 3 or 4 years ago.
I have to address something, and we don't really know each other, but you're talking about like eating a turkey sub, and I find it at least like somewhat fascinating that in the same breath that you're like, I go to work every day hungover, but at least I'm making the healthy choice when I get the sub at
Subway. Four or five.
Things, they don't cancel each other out. Like, you still got hammered the night before. That's terrible for your body every night.
I don't think like that. I do what I do to get by, and if I get a 6-inch turkey sub at lunch, then it gets me by to when I get home. Like, I'm not full, so I can start drinking again.
He lives in the moment, man.
So, like, we're at the point now where we can say, hey, this is your first time on the podcast, but maybe we can start talking intervention.
Yeah, with the whole rehab thing, I mean, probably...
You have to have the redemption story about Nick and Menner. You know, that's the whole rehab celebrity thing is that they... People like us always want to look for the redemption story, and that's kind of what it is.
So you're setting yourself up for redemption later on, right?
Yeah, are you remember that night we saved Nick's life?
Definitely not.
Do you classify yourself as an alcoholic because you are?
Functioning. I go to work 9 to 5 every single day. I have 2 jobs, and I take care of business, but I like to drink. It is what it is.
Good news for you. The guy I work with, an older guy, he's in his mid-40s, I believe. He went to he drank every night for like 25 years, went to the doctor. His doctor basically told him, you're going to die really soon because you eat like shit and you drink a lot. And he quit drinking, lost 30 pounds, and is fucking running 10Ks and shit in less than a year. So you have hope when you are that man in your mid-40s.
Huh. Well, see, here's the thing, though. I don't know if I'm ever making it to my mid-40s.
Oh, dude, how old are you? Because I remember saying that when I was 18, and I was like, I'm cool. I'm not going to make it to my 40s, bruh.
I've been saying this my whole life, too.
All right, so all you need to do is have one kid, and you'll be like, I need to settle the fuck down.
You'll have one kid, and you'll be doing landscaping, and that'll be the happiest time of your life.
You know what? I happen to believe that landscaping is very therapeutic, and that it makes me happy, and I'm not going to apologize for the fact that I was out landscaping rocks today.
I love my kids more than anything, but and you know, obviously we all, you know, need that break from our children at points, but landscaping is not my idea of a break ever. And but that seems to be
consider manual labor a break.
Well, yeah. It seems to be a common theme among fathers that's like a really like Mark's not alone in that. I'm the like weird one that I don't like it.
I take pride in having a nice lawn. Sorry, I'm so domesticated.
You're just weird, man.
Sorry, not sorry.
I mean, I cut the grass yesterday. I had a great time doing it. You know, I had my earbuds in. I was listening to our guy, Ken Carmen. It was fun.
You are already halfway to being a good father. You just
minus the girl and the knocking her up part.
Well, here's the thing. Alcohol can help you as a father, too. That's not fair, Mark.
I grew up in an alcoholic household, so I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you on that one.
I mean, 15 beers a night? Probably not. Right.
Sorry.
Is that why you are the way you are now?
I hear that.
What do you mean?
Is that why you're so out of control now? Like, I mean, because you're a pretty bad person overall.
Me? Oh, yeah, I'm terrible. Yeah, I do things like, you know, help support my family and pay bills and, you know, don't really do drugs or drink. I mean, you can call me public enemy number one. I'll accept it.
Sometimes you tweet cuss words and they offend me, and sometimes you say cuss words and they offend me.
You're not offended by those things. You curse. If people were to read the DMs that you send me, you would make other people blush. You try to act all innocent when you're here, but
and you curse more on the podcast than anybody.
Me?
Yeah.
No, no, that's Mark.
That's me. I'll
take that crown over right the fuck now if you guys want me to.
Right, there you go. See, now, Boney, you make these jokes about landscaping like they bother me, but I have the best lawn on the block, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, the four of us were laughing while you were over there patting yourself on the back.
Your St. Augustine grass is well manicured?
Yes.
Good.
I know my grass, man.
The thing about landscaping is I think when you drive like through a neighborhood and you see a house with like a perfectly, we'll call it manicured landscape and grass and shit, I think that's when you know that that's a real man that lives there.
Yeah,
I wouldn't give props to that.
The amount of chest hair that I have has gone up exponentially since I started doing more yard work, and I'm okay with it.
I've seen you, and you can't even grow a beard, so I'm going to guess you have very little chest hair.
No, it's weird. No, like the hair thing, I don't really want to get into it because I'm a little embarrassed by it, but I can grow hair everywhere but my face.
So when you got your testicles cut off and they grew back or whatever happens when you get your nuts cut off,
there
like
are
you
ladies
did,
present, yep. Aaron.
Yeah, well, I just want to ask, like, did you have to, like, shave your nuts before the surgery?
No, they did it for him. He didn't have to do anything.
No, I actually did a little pre-gaming. I pre-gamed, and I...
Not only do you landscape, you manscape.
Yeah, I was like, the day I was born. Bam.
Wow. So if you go in there, you're all friggin' jungle out of control. Do they do it for you?
I think so, but I think they're offended by it. They're like, hey, bro, we asked you to take care of this, and you didn't. Ellen, right. Are you still with us, or have you been, like, eject?
Yeah, she probably likes it out.
I'm here. I don't know what to say, so I'm just listening.
You're very quiet, so we forget.
All right. I've been laughing. I laugh really quiet, too.
Okay. So why don't you? We'll give you a moment to talk about some of the things that maybe you want to talk about. I see. Are you you're a Michigan fan? I'm very happy to have you on the podcast. So tell us about your Michigan fandom and some of the things that you've gone through as a Michigan fan over the last few years.
Well, actually, I work at U of M. I take tickets and I usher at different sporting events, so I pretty much get paid to watch sports.
That's amazing.
At one of the basketball games last year, I got to meet the governor, Rick Snyder, and
did you punch him in the face?
Oh, no, I love him.
Oh, I hate Rick Snyder. He's like, the worst.
I'm sorry. Well, I just gave him a quick high five. But I met John Beilein, Red Berenson, Brady Hoke, lots of people.
Don't admit the Hoke thing. Hey, let me ask you this, too. You're a softball coach, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you, like, a high school softball coach?
I'm like a varsity assistant coach, and then I'm a head coach of like a 12 and.
I'm a head coach of a T-ball team, so we're pretty much on the same wavelength there.
Not really. T-ball makes you want to kill yourself.
But I enjoyed it very much. I hit kids in the face. Like, I mean, it's points I did want to like, because it was coach pitch before they hit off the tee, so they have the opportunity to hit the pitch.
Okay.
And like, there was one kid on my team. And I'm not going to mention his name because, God forbid, somehow his mother listened to this or something. But I really wanted to just throw a fastball directly at his head.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, well, the kid did not listen. There's no discipline in the boy's household, I'm guessing. And he literally just picked dirt. And I said, listen, kid, please stop picking dirt. And I said it like 400 times, and I eventually just wanted to throw a ball at his head. But I never did. So that's really good self-control on my part.
I agree, man. I'm so proud of you.
I had a girl like that last year. I coached like 8-year-olds, and she would show up every day in like flip flops.
And you wanted to kick her, right?
Well, I hit her with a ground ball in the shins, and I made her cry. So if that's the same thing, then.
Yeah, it is. And Mark, you've seen how patient I am with children, so you know that had to get to me.
Yeah, man. When I was around, I was like, my God, he's just controlling these little kids like Jedi mind tricks. It was insane.
Well, we were in, to lay some perspective there, Mark and I were in a suite at an Indians game, so there was about, what, a 30, 40-foot drop from the suite down to the row below us. So I was very fearful for my children's lives of one of them falling off the balcony to their impending death. So I was very mature that evening.
Yeah, we both wanted to keep our kids alive. I don't really remember drinking that night. I think I also met Mike, and he was doing some drinking. But
nothing wrong.
All right, so like if I need tickets to anything, Ellen, I just like send you a message and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Can I get tickets to this? Because you work for UM. Is that how it works?
I probably couldn't give you tickets, but like if you come to the event and shouldn't probably say this, but if you come to the event, I'll probably get you in. But
Michigan ever sell their football tickets?
What?
Did Michigan ever sell their football tickets? I read something somewhere where they were having trouble.
I don't know.
She doesn't care, man. She just takes the tickets and rips them, and all you gotta do is DM me what gate you're at, and we're going. I'm just gonna be like, we have some secret code where like we do like a little fist bump, and then we're just in there like swimwear. We're just in.
I saw at one of the games, so that's like before I knew him on Twitter, and so I didn't say anything, and I've regretted it every day since.
Who was it?
Jarvey.
Oh my God!
Mark went to a freaking game with Jarvey.
I went to the Michigan-Ohio State game. No, I mean, like, I'm just glad that someone else has been in the same, like, vicinity of the King. Like,
Mike met Jarvey?
Yeah, but some people don't believe that, like, Jarvey, our loyal liege, was kind enough to gift me a ticket to the Ohio State game. I mean, I drove across the country not for the Ohio State game. I drove because of Jarvey.
That was when you were messaging me, telling me you were just going to pick me up, right?
Yeah, I was like, you're coming. We're going to meet Jarvey. Just wait outside. I will hang a right in Ohio. I will pick you up, and we're going.
Man, that would have been cool.
And you were like, no, I'm just going to live tweet the game from my couch like a little bitch.
I wrote a diary for that game. It was
I read it. You were very awkward during it.
You laughed.
I kind of laughed. All right, so we are at 46 minutes, and since there's five people on the podcast, generally we get about a few minutes at the end here to do our deal. We're going to wrap it up, and then usually people talk over me while I'm trying to wrap it up.
Boney and I were just trying to set up a meeting between each other. So
did that ever happen? Are you guys going to do that or what?
No, it's not here yet. Yeah, we're going to do it.
I am actually, so the wedding was postponed, so I'm not coming up in September. At least not the second weekend, but I will be up at some point in September.
What happened, man? Did they break up?
No, well, you know how young people are.
That's what we're asking you.
Well, there are a couple of, like, hippie wannabes without jobs. And it's like, oh, we're so in love. We love trees and each other and our dog. And then I'm sure somebody gave them a bill for however much they, you know, their wedding was going to cost. And then they're like, oh, we love not paying for anything, so we're going to have to wait.
Oh, I can still
wedding with you. Do you have a plus one?
No, you're not coming with me, dude. My family's going to be there, you moron.
Mark's been with me in public. I'm a very respectable.
No, we're not having your pest control van parked out front of the place where the wedding is.
I would drive my Pontiac Vibe, man. You gotta relax, man. The stereotypes set forth like I'm Dale Gribble are just
Because we'll be sitting in there at this peaceful ceremony, and you'll be DMing me, bragging about your Fitbit. And I won't care. My family will be like, why the hell is Danny driving up to Ohio meeting a guy of all people? And then it'll be a whole thing. So, no.
Your family will be proud of you.
Then they won't.
Well, I mean, obviously they're not proud of you, but they would be proud that you're with a respectable human being.
Actually, so the last time I did come up to Ohio, this is a shout out to Lindahl Insurance for sponsoring me on my trip to Progressive Field. I did meet two fine individuals who I've talked to for quite a long time, not just on Twitter. So I have met people before, but I don't know if you'll be coming to the wedding where my family is involved as they
can. Can we just leave it a possibility?
No.
Like a one in a million chance.
I would the only person on the podcast I'd actually think about bringing to the wedding, and it's not going to happen anyway, would be Mike. Just so that there's a possibility that we would get in a fight in the middle of the wedding and make it interesting.
I love weddings, and you just shit on my heart.
Well,
all right, let's wrap this up. We've had enough of your bullshit, Boney.
All right, fine. Boney's got to go first. Shout out to whatever you want to shout out to tonight, Boney.
Dick.
All right, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight to this program. My segment of this is sponsored by Lindahl Insurance, the finest in quality boating and auto insurance for Northern Ohio. Please check them out at Lindahl_insurance. Anyway, my topic tonight is thank God the Tigers are no longer wearing the Zubaz outfits after games, because one, Zubaz was sold out of that colorway clothing for quite a while after the Tigers were starting to wear it, so I was never able to jump on the bandwagon and get some of it myself. So thank you very much, and thank you, Rick Porcello, for finally becoming an ace. Thank you.
All right, so Nick or Ellen, do you guys want to say your piece?
Yeah, sure. She can go first, though.
Oh, no.
All right. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. Well, I will say this happens to me about four times a week, and it's relatable in any state, whether you call it pop or soda. when you go to the gas station, all you want to do is, like, get your beer and get in and get out, and you're stuck behind the guy who he can't settle on which lottery tickets to pick. He's sitting there, or it could be a woman or a man, either way. He's sitting there. He can't decide if he wants the Powerball. Does he want the $5 lottery ticket? Does he want the 10? Maybe he'll go with, like, 10 ones instead of 110. He's sitting there, hemming and hawing and mulling over his decision, and you're just like, dude, be considerate. And that makes me so mad, because you guys know all I want to do is get home and open that beer. And that I had to say my piece there, because it's driving me fucking crazy.
All right.
It happens to me three times a week. But all right.
Okay, calm down.
On to the next.
Have a beer. All right. I'm sponsored this evening by Vic's Comfort Flex Thermometer. I just want to say shout out to Vic's Comfort Flex Thermometer for being there for my daughter this week after she threw up on me and stayed home sick from school. And I really just appreciate you guys taking the time out to have a thermometer ready at all times so I could see how disgustingly sick my daughter got this week. I'm going to complain about life a little bit here. Tomorrow is my son's 8th birthday. My son's born on the 4th of July. So we're going to be happy birthday, Jonas. So we're having a little party for my little guy. And over the course of the process, I've had to do a lot of landscaping on the yard. Now, we've all talked about this. I love me some landscaping. But if I ever have to bury a fucking rock in my backyard again, I am going to go into the garage, take what's antifreeze in there, pour it into a bowl, and drink it. I never want to do that again. I hate my life when I'm doing it. And I want to punch everything when I have to do landscaping rocks. So I'll mow grass, I'll pull weeds, I'll do that all day, every day. But if I have to bury another fucking rock in that backyard, I'm going to kill myself. Ellen?
Good call.
I guess my shout out is going to be to Arby's.
Yes.
Where you get your water?
As we know, the Tigers all hit 3 home runs in the first inning today. So that means we all get curly fries if we bring a box score in. And I'm kind of just upset with the Tigers because some of us just don't eat fast food and we get no prize for them being awesome. So that's my piece.
That's a legitimate beef.
So when you go, let's just expand for a second on Ellen's, on your fast food. So when you go to a Tigers game or a Michigan game, do you indulge in a Little Caesars pizza, or do you just say, I'm going to eat my chicken Caesar wrap over here in the corner from dinner last night, and I'm not going to eat anything at the game?
I usually eat before I go. I don't like Little Caesars at all. So I usually just don't get anything there. I eat before I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, you know we're waiting on you, man. You're last up.
First off, I'd like to call out the sports gym for lying. He is supposed to be sponsoring me, but he is not. So I am sponsored by no one.
You could just pay it.
Wait a minute. Because earlier today, Mark said, oh, I don't care if Aaron ever pays because he drives to the top of the hill and has to record a podcast, so it's not fair.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed?
So what is it? Are you going to pay time. Or are you not going to pay?
This is my time to talk.
Okay.
So, totally threw me off. I've noticed you guys talking about me when I'm not around. I'm very offended by that. But anyway, that's all I had. But I want to say to my buddy LeBron again for the third week in a row.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to tell him, because he listens. I know he does. I miss you, man.
All right,
basketball has been tough in Cleveland for, 4 years now. And I miss you. And I miss you were youthful when you were here, and now you're, kind of old and you're losing your hair, but you're still really, really good at basketball. So you can sign a 1-year deal in Cleveland or a 2-year deal or whatever it is. Just win us a championship and you can go play for the Phoenix Suns and ride off into the sunset or whatever it is you want to do. But I just miss you. I love you. Please come home, LeBron.
Jeez, pathetic.
Oh, you're one of those beggars. Ugh.
That was so romantic.
Oh, LeBron.
That was romantic.
That was.
We really need you.
Go ahead, Ellen. He's not singing now.
She's done.
Yeah. There he went. That might have just drove him away, though, was the singing. So you had him, Aaron. You had him, but then you just lost him.
Love you, Brown Brown.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all for this week. We will celebrate our Independence Day by releasing this podcast tomorrow when no one is on Twitter and no one will listen.
I'll see you soon, Boney, at the wedding.
Yep. Get your tux ready.
I am Mark. You can follow me at Mark the Nomad. That's Boney talking over me again like a piece of shit, human trash that he is. You can follow him at __Boney. You got Aaron M59. He's got 2,500 followers. He'll always beg for more. I'm holding steady at 2,700 because, he's back on the beggar line. Give him some change, people. And then we've got Nick in Menner. That's spelled M-E-N-N-E-R. Who knows where the hell that is? He's waiting for a convenience store beer right now.
And no, it's because people from Menner, they say Menner. They don't say people not from Menner. They say mentor.
Mentor?
That's where they Mentor, because it's actually M-E-N-T-O-R, but people from here, they just say Menner. People not from here say Mentor.
Nick, I gave you a follow tonight, Nick, but you're on thin ice because the last girl I dated is from Menner.
Oh,
whatever.
Man.
I'll make it up to you. So even though you've probably never met this girl, never will meet this girl, because you are in Mentor, he has some personal grudge with your town now. And there's nothing you can do. Once you get on Boney's shit list, it's just that's it.
Yep, the whole town is blacklisted.
Whatever. I have almost 400 followers. I have no idea how I even have that, so it's okay. I will not be offended.
Yeah, see, he's already big time. I mean, he doesn't care that I followed him. So it's
no, okay. I appreciate it, of course.
Ellen John 24. At EllenJohn24, thank you again for jumping on with us. We hope that when we're in a bind, you may just get a random call one day from the Playing with the Boys podcast. We expect you to pick up the line. We need you to be our resident female voice of reason. Go back and listen to the other episodes. You can say whatever you want to us. I'll see you at the Michigan-Ohio State game. You tell me what gate to go to. I'll meet you there with my family. I am Mark again. This has been the Playing with the Boys podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. See you.